Good morning to Tamar Munch.
Good morning, how are you?
Good, thank you. Been doing a bit of viewing, but I haven't gone too overboard, but there's so much to watch. So really interested in your recommendations today. Shall we start with The Last Dance?
Yeah, sure. So The Last Dance, now, this is a sports documentary. I have to preface it with that, which I don't really watch much sport, and I do watch a lot of documentary. But when it first sort of came up, it was in, you know, it pops up on your Netflix, and I was like, oh, it's a basketball documentary. I don't really care about it. And then a couple of people recommended it to me. They said, oh, have you seen this Michael Jordan documentary? It's really good. So I checked it out, and, you know, I don't watch NBA basketball, and I know who Michael Jordan is. I mean, he was, you know, a huge figure through the 90s and even into the 2000s. Didn't really know or care much about his story, but this is a documentary that it's just really well crafted, I think. And so I've kind of been sucked in to it. It's on Netflix, and it's a 10-part series, and unlike the usual Netflix format where they put the whole thing up, they've been dropping 2 episodes a week. So we're up to episode 8 now. And basically it documents the career of Michael Jordan, who arguably is, you know, one of the world's best and best known basketball players. Its focus is particularly on this season, the 97-98 Chicago Bulls season. And I think, you know, I actually was watching it last night, and one of the things that struck me is, because I was like, why am I enjoying this? You know, I don't really care about the sports. I don't care about all the commentary about the basketball technique or anything like that. But I think the thing with sport and the way this documentary tells the story is that you've got a hero, and actually you've got a few heroes in the story. You've got some bad guys, you know, the opposition or the owner of or the manager of the team. In one case, he's kind of, you know, portrayed as a bit of a bad guy. And it does sort of play out a bit like a drama. And it's just quite engaging. Michael Jordan himself is interviewed throughout, and then there was a team that was embedded with the Bulls during the season that they're following. So they've got all this fabulous archive footage as well. And there's also some great music from the time, and it does feel, maybe it's just because I feel like it is all about the 90s, and it's a bit of a reminisce as well, you know, trip down memory lane. He is extraordinary as an athlete and also as a person, just the ambition, you know, it does make you feel a little bit lazy when you're lying in bed watching a documentary about this exceptional human. But it's, look, I've really enjoyed it, and I know that there are some other non-sporty people who have also been enjoying it. So I feel like it's a sports documentary for sports lovers and non-sports lovers alike.
Well, he's a cultural, to use the overused cliche, he's a cultural icon. He's more than a sporting icon. Does it come across as a hagiography, or do we get to see some of the some of the sides of him that he might not have wanted?
Yes. Yes, I mean, there was a whole kind of thread through his career around some controversy around gambling and things like that. We see, you see some of the bad behaviour. You see him, you know, hiding away in a hotel room going, I don't want to go out there, basically. You know, that kind of thing of being in the spotlight and the impact that it has on people. So there is, I mean, it's not fully warts and all. I imagine that there was a little bit of editorial discussion being had with the megastar, but it does show, and I think part of the reason it shows this, you know, some of that more negative stuff is that it's in the distant past, and he probably is okay with it being shown. So yeah, I think it's not It's not all the glossy stuff. All right. Anyway.
The Last Dance on Netflix, two new episodes each Sunday over 5 weeks. Now, Normal People is a series streaming on TVNZ on demand, and this is based on a much-loved novel.
Yes, yeah, so this is a faithful adaptation of Sally Rooney's best-selling novel, Normal People. And it's another show where I feel like everybody's been talking about it. The whole series is up on TVNZ On Demand in their half-hour episodes, which is actually felt quite novel watching slightly shorter episodes for a drama. You know, that kind of 30-minute drama is not all that common. But it does make it quite easy to binge. Now, I have to confess that I really disliked the book. So I think I'm in the minority of people that read the book, because most people who read the book absolutely loved it. And it wasn't, what I should say is that I didn't like the story, and I had a bit of issues with the characters. In saying that, the TV adaptation, I think because the actors are so engaging, made me soften towards them a little bit. It's one of those classic situations where the sort of supposedly slightly unpopular, too brainy girl is a little bit too pretty in the TV show, but we can forgive that. She's a great actress. And essentially, this is a young love story. The two leads, Marianne and Connell, they're two Irish teens, and we meet them in the very early stages. They're at school, and they embark on this on again, off again romance. He's a popular kid, he's working class. She's the unpopular kid, and she's upper class. And they kind of keep their relationship secret in the initial stages because his associating with her will compromise his popularity within the school group. And for me, when I was reading the book, that annoyed me. And so I already disliked him, and I kind of kept going with it. But I'd already kind of bought out of their love story because I was a bit annoyed at him being so kind of venal or something, but in the if you can kind of get past that, and if you love the book, you're going to love the TV show. It is there's quite a bit of sex. I think, as the kids would say, it's a little bit thirsty. So if you're a bit sensitive on that sort of stuff, just a little content warning there. And it documents their relationship over a number of years. So we go from their high school years to through to university and beyond, and it's really a snapshot of this multi-year on again off again love story, and they become quite different people at the end of it. I know people who have been watching it who love the book and who feel like it's a really satisfying adaptation of the story of Sally Rooney's story.
Normal People is streaming on TVNZ On Demand. And finally, Unbreakable is on Tuesdays, 8:30 on TVNZ One and then on TVNZ On Demand. And it is?
This is a newish. I think it's been a few weeks up already. But it's a new Kiwi series. And it follows a group of New Zealanders who have disabilities. And they're varying disabilities. So I think there's 12 folks that we meet throughout the series. I've only seen one episode, but it's one of those really, if you want to feel heartwarmed and warm fuzzies, and it's just quite a delightful, inspiring watch. So a few of the people that we meet in the first episode is, the first one is this young woman, Annalise, and she has Tourette's, and she sings to stop her tics, and she wants to be a singer. So we sort of follow them on these journeys of, you know, them shooting for their ultimate ambitions despite the obstacles that they face. The other couple of people that we encounter along the way, one of them is a young guy, Daly. He has cerebral palsy and is a major fan of rugby league, and he desperately wants to play league and gets to be involved in this team where he's able to play. And then there's questions about whether he can actually do the full contact tackling, because he's unsteady. When he's on one leg, he's relatively unsteady, and there's worries about his safety, but he's really determined to play. And he's got this fabulous wife and a young child, and or partner and young child. And again, just another really delightful story to watch. And the other one from, I think within the first episode, was this other young guy, Matthew, who has a disease called CMT, and I'm not going to be very good at telling you what that stands for, but essentially it's a muscle wasting disease. It affects the muscles and the nerves. And his dad, Graham, has a more advanced version of this disease. And so we see he's desperate to fall in love. So Matthew is, he really wants to find someone. And that's something that his dad really wants for him. So again, this really kind of emotional, heartfelt journey of watching this father and son. And, you know, you're sort of looking at the dad, and it's probably where Matthew will end up. He's in a wheelchair and things like that. And you're looking at his future, and all the dad wants is for him to have someone to share his life with. But obviously it's a genetic disease, so there's concerns around that, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, it's just a really lovely local series.
Thanks very much, Tamara Munch, with what she has been viewing.